Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless them in this place.
Praise the Lord. Welcome back to Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. God bless you. This is Evangelist Hayes. It is Sunday, January 7, 2018, a brand new year. God has something in store for us if we just put our minds and keep them stayed on Him and walk in obedience to what His plan is for our life and be open to do the assignment that He has for you. The message today that I have is going to come out of Matthew 6 and 33. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you." Only thing we need to do is seek God. Seek God first. I'm going to go into a prayer, and then I'm going to give you the message I have. I am glad and glad that God allowed me to come back out here one more time to carry a word, to give it to you, and know that it's going to bless you because it blessed my soul. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Father, as our servant, Father. I come to carry your word, Father God, to bless your people through your word, Father God. I thank you for right now, Father God, as I know that you sit high and you look low, Father God, knowing that you're omnipotent and knowing that you're in control of everything, Father God, knowing that the blood of Jesus still works, knowing, Father God, that if we do what your word says for us, to just seek you first and to ask, Father God, and walk into obedience unto you, Father, nothing good will you withhold from us. I thank you for this time, this opportunity. I pray that whenever this message will be heard and when they hear it, Father, they will have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and that this word will bless them as they walk through 2018, that they will keep their mind stayed on you, Father God, and they will keep their mind stayed on seeking things for the kingdom of God and not of themselves, Father God, and to watch you make a difference. Father God, I thank you for right now. I thank you that you're in full control of everything. I thank you for your love that covers us and keeps us, Father God. I thank you for right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that this word is blessed. I thank you that this word will go forward from a blessed vessel that you're going to use me, Father God, to carry it, Father God. I thank you for anointing me at this time to carry this word. Thank you, Father God, for right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And as I said, we're going to come with Matthew 6 and 33. I read it first. I'm going to do it again. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you." My question to you, the beginning of the year, the seventh day of the year, what will you seek in 2018? What will you seek? Will you seek the things of God? Will you seek the things of the kingdom of God? Or will you continue to seek behind the things of man? What are you looking for? What would you like God to do? Will you like, would you, do you want God to stir up the gift that he has put in you that you can go forward to do the things out of obedience to him for the kingdom of God? What would you have God to do for you this year? What will you do? Will you continue to run after religion, or will you seek the kingdom of God? What will you seek this year? Will you continue to seek man, or will you seek God? What will you seek in 2018? Well, here are some of the things to hear, something to think about. Part of our lives, we watch things just keep on, you know, we keep on doing the same things over and over again. As my apostle Dad Wilson said today, we keep on doing the same things. We're going to keep on getting the same answers. We need to get up and we need to seek God first. The first thing that we need to do in the AM of every single day is we need to seek God first. We need to ask God, what is your assignment for me in the kingdom of God today? When you are completed with your day, before you close your eyes, you are to thank God for what he has allowed to happen in your life today and the way that you were able to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. We must continue to seek God for the plan that he has for us. It talks about it in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know that the plan that I have for you, we have to believe that God has a plan for us. We have to believe that if we seek God, that and diligently seek him, that we will find him. We have to believe that God will make a way out of no way. We have to believe that the Lord is our shepherd and he shall not want. We have to know that if we keep on reaching for him, then we will find him. We have to have the faith as the mustard seed. As it talks about in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You may not see everything that you need to see, but you have to trust and believe that God has your back. You better believe that God is working in your favor if you are seeking him first. If we put God first and take him off the back burner, then we will see God work. We will see the prayers answered speedily. We will see the things that God will do. We will see the kids get off of drugs. We will see the violence go down. If we only seek the kingdom of God, we're seeking everything but. We do everything that we want to do Monday through Saturday, and then we dress up on Sunday and think that the anointing is going to rest on us. No, we have to seek God every single day. You have to seek him, and you have to be have a repentant heart. You have to ask God to forgive you. We're none of us, all of us sin and come short of the glory of God. But we have to ask him, and we have to trust and believe that he is a forgiving God. And as he forgive us, we have to forgive him. We have to believe that we are the head and not the tail. We have to believe that we are the blessed nation. We have to believe that God is turning things around in your life and in your family, that God is breaking generation curses in your family, that you are working for the kingdom of God, that you are concerned about the things of God and you want to walk in obedience to what God wants you to do. We have to be clear on that. It tells us here in Deuteronomy, it says that we are the head. It says, Deuteronomy 28:12-14. It says, the Lord shall open unto thee good treasures that the heavens to give rain unto the land in his season and to bless all the works of thy hand. And thy shall lend unto many nations, and thy shall not borrow. That's why our apostle right now is showing us how we can get the church free. The church should be free of that. We should be free of that so we can go ahead and do what we need to do in the kingdom. We need to stand up at the front plate. We need to, God is going to bring us, as Apostle was telling us today, God is going to bring us from the back and he's going to put us in the front. But it's going to be according to what's in your heart. It's not going to be according to what you look like and how you dress up, but it's going to be what's in your heart, because God searches our heart. We have to search God with our whole heart, mind, and soul, and we got to want to please God. We got to keep our mind stayed on God, and we got to trust him What are you seeking in 2018? That's a question you need to ask yourself at the beginning of the year so you can get in tune with what God wants you to do and ask God, what is it that you would have me to do in the kingdom of God as I go forward to seek you and walk in obedience to you? And God will answer you. Deuteronomy 13, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thy shall be above only, and thy shall be, and thy shall not be beneath, if that thy hearest unto and commandments unto thy Lord God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. We got to go according to what God has commanded us to do. God has given us a roadmap, which is our Bible. We need to get in the Bible. We need to start praying. We need to start fasting. We need to go back to the old time way and start seeking God with all that's within us and to trust God and to know that God will bring everything out all right. You know why he will? Because he said it, and he is not a God that he should lie. We have to trust in him. We have to know that he is Jehovah Jireh. We have to know that he is Jehovah Rapha. We have to know that he is just who he say he is, Jehovah Nisi. He is all of that. And yes, the blood of Jesus still works. We have to know what we're seeking and who and what are you seeking in 2008. Team, tell us, so we would know that we were lining up with what God is telling us to do, that we would walk in obedience to God and obey what the Word of God is saying. 14, and it says, "Thou shalt not go aside from any of the word which I commanded thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them." You don't need to be running behind Baal. You don't need to be running behind nobody trying to get a word. You get your relationship, and you connect to the divine connection, and you'll get a word directly from God yourself. You only thing you have to do is seek him with your whole heart and mind. It tells us right here in Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things will be added unto you." The things that you're praying about, the things that you want, he will bring them to pass in due season. You're talking about a promotion? The promotions come from God. Seek God. Do what you're supposed to do. So you're supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock? Be there at 8 o'clock. Do what you're supposed to do and watch God make the difference. Watch God give you the increase. Because that's what he's doing. You got to learn how to tithe. We got to give back to what we're supposed to give back to God. God only wants us to give 10% back. He gave us a whole 90 to work with. We got to be a cheerful giver. When we're seeking God with our whole heart and mind and seeking the kingdom of God, we got to be a cheerful giver. We got to give of ourselves, our money, to do everything that we can to help in the kingdom of God. This is what's required of us. Much is given, much is required of us, you all. We're not just walking up on the names and labels. A life comes with it. When you start seeking God with your whole life, God starts moving things and moving some people away from you. Let them go. Let them go so God can put the people that needs to be in your space now as you begin to walk in purpose for him and to walk into obedience with him. Learn how to be obedient to God and not unto man. Let us get up and do the will of God for the kingdom of God. Let us do anything and let us nothing and nobody block us from doing what we need to do for the kingdom of God. Whatever you have, whatever covenant you have with God, because God protects and covers us with our covenants that we have. Whatever you have and whatever you have promised to do for God and in the kingdom of God, make sure that it is the assignment that God has given you. Make sure you're operating up under the gift that God has given you in this season. Make sure that you are walking in God's purpose and his plan for your life. Make sure that you seek him with your whole heart, mind, and soul, because That's what we do when we're seeking God. So my question to you again, what are you seeking in 2018? Are you seeking God, or are you seeking the things of the world? What are you seeking? What is it that you would do? What do you think that God wants you to do in this season? We have to line up with what the Word of God is saying. We need to pray. We need to get in our Bibles. We need to fast and pray so we can hear from God. I am so blessed to be part of Valley Kingdom with Apostle Wilson and Pastor Ben, for they are teaching us and also showing, being an example for us. And you need to get in a church that God has sent you to, so then you can walk in obedience to the will that He has for your life. And watch God make a difference in your life. And watch your life turn around. If you do the same old thing that you did in 2017, you're going to get the same old answer in 2018. Nothing's going to change. If you said that I was broke, didn't have a job, and didn't have nothing to do, if you don't get up and you don't start seeking God first and get out here and seek what you need and ask God to open the door and to give you favor, you're going to not have a job the whole year of 2018. You have to seek. The word seek. Keep that word in mind. What are you seeking in 2018? Now, my advice to you as being a evangelist is to tell you to seek God first. Because God is the way maker. God is the door opener. God is the God that has favor. And there is nothing too hard for God. And you can search His word high and low. No matter how you search it, you will never find another God. You will never find a God like Him. And He loves us unconditionally. He is the Almighty God. There's nobody. He is Lord of lords. He's King of kings. Nobody's greater than Him. And I'm telling you, you want a best friend? You want somebody to love and always be there on your side? Get with God. Get you a relationship with God. What I say to you this year, in 2018, seek God first and watch Him make a difference in your life. Watch what God do. Watch how God turns things around. Watch how God give you favor. Watch how God do things. And I'm not only talking about in materialistic things. I'm talking about in every single part of your life. He will do it. And how do I know? Because He's done it for me. Who do I lean and depend on? I lean and depend on God. What am I seeking in 2018? I'm seeking more of God. I'm seeking the purpose for me that He wants me to do in the kingdom of God. I'm seeking for the things of God. And if I seek Him, I will find Him. So I'm just saying to you, and I pray that you hear this message, not the servant that brings it, but the message that God gives to you. And watch Him make a difference in your life. God is a way maker. God will do just what He says. God is who He say He is. It says, the Lord therefore maketh a covenant with His followers. He say, in effect, if you will put God's interest first in your life, I will guarantee your future needs. Did you hear that? He guarantees. Just like when He talked about in Malachi. He said, bring your tithes and your offering into Him, and He will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that would there be not room enough for us to receive it. He guarantees that if you seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then I will see that never lack the necessaries of life. He's saying you ain't going to lack nothing. He's saying you ain't going to be hungry. You ain't going to be outdoors. If you're without a job, He's going to provide for you. He'll give you a job. He's saying that you're seeking a promotion. He'll give that to you. He just says you got to seek Him first. and do what you need to do in the kingdom of God. Do what God asks you to do and watch God make a difference in your life. And in my closing today, trust God for everything. And as I have been really stressing, because this is what God gave me this passage this morning before I went to church, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. What are you seeking in 2018? Who are you seeking? Who are you chasing behind? Who are you chasing in? Who are you listening to? Who are your covenants with? Who do you pray to? Who do you cry to? Whose blood covers you? Seek God and watch him make a difference in your life. I thank you for stopping by to hear me, and I'm glad that God allowed me and blessed me to come on the wavelines today. I thank God. And I ask God that this word will bless someone along the way. To God be the glory. God bless you. And as I always say, I am Evangelist Connie. I am reachable. My phone number is 708-715-4545. That is my ministry number. Leave a message if I don't answer. Or you can like me on Facebook. Or you can do me on Twitter. Or you can go to my website, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. .gmail.com, and I'm available, for I am the servant of Jesus Christ. For I will walk in obedience, because I believe that if we ask, believe that we will receive if we do what the Word of God is telling us to do. And that's all that we got to do, is walk and be obedient to what God tells us to do. And once we do that, we will see the difference in our life. We will see the things that God will do in our life. We will see that God makes a difference in our life. And as we go forward on down the line, God will do just what he said. And I believe that he will do it. I believe that God is who he say he is. I believe that God will open the doors. I believe he will open the windows. I believe anything that we ask in Jesus' name, that he will do it. You just got to believe. You got to believe and you got to trust in him. And you got to know him for yourself. And you have to get in his word so you will know his promises. For they are there for us. So God bless you. And when God says so, I'll be returning again to bring another message. To God be the glory for all that I do. And as you walk in God's purpose, love on purpose. To God be the glory. God bless you.